With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to selecting a running mate, Donald Trump says he's looking for, in his words, people with common sense. Mr. Trump at a Fox town hall last night acknowledging he's not ruling out a former Democrat. In addition to the Republicans, whose names we've heard before, Tulsi Gabbard's name was mentioned. She's a former Dem, now an independent. Regardless of the outcome of the Saturday South Carolina Republican primary, Nikki Haley is vowing to hang in there.
Polls show Haley trailing far behind Trump in her home state, but she has no intention of dropping out of the race. She said that would be the easy path, and she refuses to stop now. Speaking in Greenville, South Carolina, Haley described both Trump and Joe Biden as hugely flawed candidates who are both too old to be president.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, it's every parent's vacation nightmare.
A young girl died Tuesday in Lauderdale by the sea in Florida when a hole she was digging on the beach about 5 or 6 feet deep collapsed. Sandra King with Pompano Beach Fire Rescue says responding crews found a boy buried up to his chest in sand, and the girl was completely buried under the boy. Rescuers used support boards to keep more sand from collapsing in as they shoveled the children out. The girl was pronounced dead after being rushed to Broward Health Medical Center in Fort Lauderdale. The boy was hospitalized in stable condition. I'm Jennifer King.
Police say two men charged with murder in last week's Kansas City Super Bowl victory celebration shootings got into a fight, pulled their guns, and the bullets flew. One person was killed, almost two dozen others injured in the fracas. The shooting brought a horrific end to what had been a gleeful celebration that drew an estimated 1 million people to the city. Watching Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 126 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 72 points. This is SRN News. The federal government is spending taxpayer dollars to change college biology classes.
The National Science Foundation has given nearly $1 million to several universities so they can develop so-called inclusive undergraduate biology courses because current offerings, quote, inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. The NSF says if college professors try to tell young people that science defines only two genders, male and female, this will make transgender students uncomfortable. Critics say the grant will undermine science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A freelance journalist based in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is facing up to 5 years in prison for allegedly threatening to, quote, kill every Jew in the city. Jeffrey Stevens, who's charged with posting threats using interstate communications, also told the FBI he wanted to shoot all pro-Israel government officials. He was first reported to lawmen after multiple Facebook posts following the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court has spoken, declaring that under state law, frozen embryos are unborn children.
Justices issued the ruling Friday in a pair of wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. In 2020, a patient wandered into the storage area, picked up several embryos, then dropped them on the floor, killing them. The justices say an 1872 state law allowing parents to sue over the death of a minor child applies to all unborn children, regardless of their location. The ruling brought a rush of warnings from groups and advocates who say it will have sweeping implications for fertility treatments in Alabama. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As of today, Amazon has been added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, replacing drugstore operator Walgreens Boots Alliance. More details, SRNNews.com.